Mission for the Love of God Worldwide. Catechesis prior to the solemn consecration. Day 14. What goodness or benefits should be expected of a consecration? The Bible couldn't be clearer with respect to the benefits a life wholly surrendered to God brings. First, we experience peace. Stop arguing with God. Agree with Him, and you will finally have peace and things will go well. Second, we experience freedom. You will come to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Third, we experience the power of God in our life. Christ can defeat the hardest temptations and the most terrible problems if we give them to Him. Good morning, Father, Father of all mankind. I love you, my dear beloved Father. I love you with all of my heart, with all of my soul, and with all my mind. I thank you for my life and the life of my family. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done for us. Thank you, Father, for our help. Thank you, Father, for your love and for your protection. Father, I offer you this day my free will. Please unite it to your divine will. Show me what you would have me do this day, and help me, my beloved Father, to accomplish it. Good morning, Mother, Mother of all mankind. I love you, my beloved Mother. Thank you for your love and for your protection. I renew this day my consecration to your sorrowful and immaculate heart and to the sacred heart of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus. Please, Mother, ask Saint Joseph to protect and intercede for me and my family this day. I thank God for my beloved guardian angel and for all the guardian angels of my family. I ask for their intercession and protection upon each one of us this day. Amen. 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 John Greg Miller.